Dale, talk a little bit about what the contingency plans are here at UW-Madison.
Well, we've had a very detailed campus crisis response plan for a number of years now, and it's essentially an all-hazards plan, which means that the campus is equipped to respond to any crisis, regardless of whether it's natural or man-made. And you know, it's a very detailed plan, and it allows us to get resources to respond with ample resources, and to provide information to people, and to help the university recover from whatever the crisis is.
At Virginia Tech, we heard that there was some concerns that email information was not gotten out to the students in a timely manner. Is email something that would be used in a similar situation here?
Well, it's one of a number of resources that we have available in terms of getting information out to people. Certainly, as you folks are well aware of, you know, with modern technology, there's a multitude of ways in which to reach people and get information to them. We would attempt to make use of every available means of technology that we could, whether that's through emails, voicemail, websites, you name it. Whatever is appropriate for the situation, we would certainly make use of those tools.
I've had some people suggest that some sort of mass text messaging system. Are you thinking about anything like that? Any plans in place?
It's certainly something that we, and when I say we, I mean the university, is going to be looking at. I'm not a technology expert, but we certainly hope that the folks here on campus that are will look into those kinds of potential possibilities and see what we can come up with. But we want to make use of anything that's available out there in an effort to be able to get people information as fast as they can, because if they have good information, then we feel they can help protect themselves better.
Dale, what's your protocol for locking down buildings on campus?
Actually, Tony, there really is no protocol, and locking down buildings, because most of that would have to be done manually and would require quite a large number of resources, would be very cumbersome and time-consuming. So having that as kind of a, you know, being your response plan is really not very feasible and wouldn't be very effective, especially when you're talking about something that's a very rapidly changing situation and is probably going to be over with in a short period of time.
So is the alternative just deploying officers and staff?
Well, the alternative is doing whatever it takes to eliminate the threat. And doing it as soon as possible. You know, in a lockdown situation, lockdown is something that we would certainly like to have available to us, you know, as another tool, because I'm sure in some situations it could be used effectively. If you're talking about a single facility, for instance, but it might not be appropriate in a different situation with a little different circumstances. So it would be a nice tool to have available to us, but it's certainly not a silver bullet.
So is evacuation, if, for example, you felt there was a need to cordon off a number of buildings or a number of students, what would you do?
Well, here again, it depends upon a number of different factors. Sometimes evacuation is the best route to go. Other times, having people shelter in place might be the more appropriate response. It's all about trying to figure out where people are going to be safer. And if that's inside where they're at, then that's what you want to do. If it means getting them out of a building, then that's what you want to do. But those kinds of calls are always going to be made depending upon the situation and the factors involved.
Realistically, somebody that comes onto campus with a couple guns, ammunition, is there anything that can be done to stop somebody that wants to hurt people?
Well, it depends. Here again, we need people need to communicate with each other. My understanding is that this young man had pictures on Facebook showing him with guns and ammunition. You know, that kind of information needs to be brought to the attention of people that can do something about it, can look into it, can do a threat assessment of an individual. So it's about people who observe either suspicious behavior or abnormal behavior and bringing that to the attention of either administrators or law enforcement authorities so that we can look into it and determine whether this is the kind of behavior that needs to, where intervention needs to occur, or whether it's non-threatening. But, you know, in the vast majority of cases, people don't just snap. It's not, these aren't things that occur, quote unquote, without warning. They're really, you know, when you start to look back at things, you begin to notice that in most cases, most of these cases, there were a lot of warning signs. It's that these warning signs just didn't get to the people that could do something about it.
Have you received that kind of intelligence in the past, Dale? From and then where does it go? To an advisor? Does it stay with the police department?
We meet regularly here on campus. There's a group of folks that meet on a consistent basis to talk about different individuals who whose behavior has come to the attention of somebody, and then these folks assess that behavior and decide whether more investigation needs to occur or not, and we try to intervene and either get these people help or get them off campus, depending upon what's appropriate. But it's all designed to head off disasters like what occurred at Virginia Tech. You know, I don't know how many times we've successfully averted something tragic happening here, but my guess is there have been times when that has happened. We don't know about the... We don't necessarily know all the time about the successes, but we just all keep doing the best that we can and try to keep this as safe and secure an environment as possible.
How often do you touch base or train with MPD and Dane County to make sure that you're all communicating the way you need to in situations?
Well, we meet regularly with our... with our colleagues at the Madison Police Department to talk about the kinds of training that we're doing. We do active shooter training quite regularly. And our training is very similar to that used by the Madison Police Department. So if we were to respond to an active shooter, and say the first officers on the scene were UW officers and the next group of officers to show up were Madison police officers, the tactics that we would be using are essentially identical. So we're interchangeable, and I think I speak for most agencies in Dane County that do active shooter training, that I would be very comfortable regardless of what patch was on the shoulder of the people going into a building, that we would all be using essentially the same training and tactics.
Is there some sort of speaker system where a message could go out if need be?
Not within most of the buildings here on campus that I'm aware of. In talking to the others, most of the other UW system campuses, that seems to be fairly consistent, certainly here in the state of Wisconsin, and my guess is across the country. You know, when you're talking about here on campus, we've got over 300 buildings, you know, trying to put some kind of centralized PA system in all those buildings is probably just not feasible. And, you know, does that present a problem? Yeah, it does. But we're here again, we're trying to make the best with what we have. And this is, you know, it's an open campus. Even if we had everything that we wanted from some kind of wish list, it still isn't going to be 100% effective. That's just the reality of the situation.
Does that hold for the dorms too? There's not an all alarm sound that can be emitted.
Well, there are fire alarm systems. So in terms of an alarm, if you're trying to evacuate people, that might be effective. In terms of getting out a message to people, a verbal message, I'm not sure if that's possible. It may be in some of the newer residence halls. I'm not sure, but certainly not in the older ones.